Topic. On Sanhedrin Hedrin Chav Gimel Min Aleph of Ein Chos Min Aleph Shtar Elam Ken Yodin Mi Chosim Ohen. The din that you cannot sign on the shtar unless you know who's going to be signing with you, who's going to be judging along with you on the Beis Din. So you read the Gemara, three medium lines down. We're understanding the Chachamim Shita. Why did Chachamim hold in the Mishnah that the two Dayanim go ahead and pick the third Dayan? The first two Dayanim were chosen by each of the Bayi Dinim respectively, but then while Rabbi Meir thinks the two Bayi Dinim would also choose the third Dayan, Chachamim thinks that the two Dayanim now pick the third Dayan. So the Gemara explains what's the reasoning. Neima b'di Rabbi Yehuda amarav k'miflugi. Maybe they're arguing about this statement. Damar Rabbi Yehuda amarav, ein ha'edim chosmer ala shtar ela imken yodim michosim ba'im. They're arguing whether or not Edim have to know who else is going to sign with them. In this case, do the Dayanim have to know who else is judging with them? Then why is that such a jump? It's not such a big jump, because the standards for Dayanim are much higher than the standards of Edim. So if Edim have to know who's signing, Kavachomer, perhaps the Dayanim also have to know who's going to be judging along with them. Rabbi Meir Omer, less late, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Rabban Islay, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. So they're arguing whether we have to know. So the Rabbi Meir holds you don't have to know who else is judging with you. So therefore, the two original Bayi Dinim could pick the third Dayan, even though the first two didn't know who it's going to be, because they don't have to know who else is going to be the Dayan. And the Chacham hold that, no, if me and you are going to sit on this basin, we have to know who the third party is going to join us. Then the Gemara says, Amarav, I say, lo, d'chuli ama islu, Rabbi Yehuda Amarav. Everyone holds of it. Everyone has to know who else is going to be signing on the shtar, who else is going to be judging the court case. V'das ha-dayanim chuli ama lo pligi. Everyone agrees, d'ba'inan. The dayanim have to know who else is going to be there. Ki pligi das bali dinim. They're arguing whether bali dinim also have to know who's going to be judging them. Right, Meir Saver das bali dinim nami ba'inam. The bali dinim also have to know. You're right. In addition to the dayanim knowing who's going to be there, the bali dinim also have to know who's going to be judging them. And that's why the Bayi Dinim choose the third party, but it's not they choose them alone. They have to have the approval of the Dayanim as well. Rabbanan Sabri Das HaDayanim Binim Das Bayi Dinim Lo Binim. And the Rabbanan say that no, you don't have to have the consent of the Bayi Dinim. So that's the first presentation of the Gemara. Gemara records the statement once again. Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Ein Ha'idim Chosmer Al Ashar V'chule. Tani Nami Hachi a Braisa, which has the same exact thing. So this is how the Nekiyah Das, the Chassidim, however, of Yerushalayim used to do it. They would only sign a shtar unless they knew who else was going to sign with them. They'd only sit in a court if they knew who else was going to be judging with them. Thirdly, and only if they know who else is going to be sitting with them. So there are two different impressions here of the Gemara. What are the two different impressions you get from the Gemara? Normally a Tani Nami Hachi says the same exact thing. Are these two presentations of this concept saying the same din? Is that a yes or no?
It's different.
Thank you, Yoni. How is it different? What are the two impressions? I think it's obvious, but just to say it out, what's the difference?
Who's it speaking to? Is it a general statement or it's something for Nakia Das?
Meaning, we'll say, is it a din? Is there an isser to do such a thing? Or is it just an etz tova, midas chasidus of some sort? So I'll just read the lashon of the Gilyone Hashas of Yosef Engel writes here. He says this din is rak in inyan nikias hadas, like the Brisa says, nikias hadas. It's a midas chasidus. The greatest people in Yerushalayim used to do this. The etz tova, it's some good advice. Have a Medina, lo ram yaleh. There's no din, it's not a requirement to do this, to look into who else is signing, who else is going to be a dying with you. And that's what he's quoting from the Truvas HaRush in Klal Nuntes Os Aleph. That's the Gilyone Hashas of Yosef Engel. It's an Eitz HaTovah, but it's not a Chiv, it's not an Isser. So let's look at some of the Rishonim, see what their take is, and some nuances. So Rashi writes, Ela im ken yodin michosin imahem. Shema yichasmu imahem eid echad pasul. If you don't know who else is going to be signing, well, maybe an eid pasul is going to come along and sign after you. Umivatal Edus Kulum, and the entire Edus is going to be batal now. Venimsu Edu Boshim, and you're going to come out embarrassed. So what does that sound like? Does that sound like a din? Does that sound like a Midas Chasidus? Right, Midas Chasidus. It's no problem, but if you do it, it might have bad results. You might get very embarrassed. And then he writes further, Rabbanon Islahu de Rabbi Yehuda, Rashi writes, Hilkach das hadayonim ba'inan sheyivru mi yashav imahin adam hagun. They should know who a proper person who's sitting with them. I'll get to your point in a second, maybe your question. It's a genai. Also, the same line, it's a midas chasidus. It's not so appropriate. There's no iser, but it's not appropriate for Talmud Chacham to sit at a suda where Ami Haaretz are sitting as well. It's all midas chasidus. Now, Meir asked the question, why when it came to the first Rashi of El Im Kain, the concern was you might sign on the shahr with an aid puzzle. And when it comes to the Dibur Ma'aseh Rabbanon, the concern is you might sit on the Din Torah with an Adam She'enu Hagun, a person who's not so fit and capable. Not quite puzzle necessary. That was the question. So what I answered to Meir during morning Seder was that I think what I alluded to in the beginning of this year, that there's this difference of standards between Dayanim and Edim. Edim, anybody who's puzzle is going to be disqualified. If you're not puzzle, you're kosher, though you might not be a hagun, you might not be entirely appropriate, whatever that means, however you define it, but you're still kosher, that's okay. I could sign on the star with someone who's ain't a hagun, but he may be kosher aid. That's why only an aid puzzle is going to create embarrassment. But when coming to the second Rashi, we talked about Dayanim, that you want to know which dayan is going to sit with you, a adam hagun, so then the standards are a bit different. To become a dayan, the Gemara in the end of the first parak discusses bali koma, someone who's very tall, a number of interesting, even you know, in terms of these physical features, what's needed to be a dayan, so there are a lot more standards needed, so then even someone who might be a kosher dayan, but might not be so hagun, might not be entirely fitting for whatever reason, so then even that would create some embarrassment to sit in a beis din with such a person. So that might answer your question. And you answered what you said to me, but other Rishonim say even for Edim there's a concern of Hagun. We'll see Yadarim in a second. That's fine. That's but within Rashi at least, why Rashi is making a chiluk, because there are different standards for Edis versus Dayanim. Okay. But basically, Shitas Rashi is that it's about Midas Chasidus. Eitan pointed out to me the Hagosa Bach here. I don't know where he gets this from exactly, if it's own Chiddush or he had a different gear than Rashi. While Rashi, the problem was that me being the aid kusher or the dying kusher, if I sign on the shtar and the whole thing is batal, I'm going to be embarrassed because I was involved with some aid puzzle. However, the Bach, when discussing the problem with Dayanim, he says, She'ilu Bali Dinim Borin, if the Bali Dinim were to choose the third party, Shem Eloi Hagun, he might not choose a third party that's an appropriate judge. And then the two other Dayanim can't respond, well, we can't sit with you, Shem Eviashin also, they're going to embarrass him. So that's why the two Dayanim should choose the third party, not the two Bali Dinim. Because the concern, again, is that they're going to embarrass the puzzle guy. Rashi was focusing on the embarrassment to the kosher people. The Bach is focusing on the embarrassment to the puzzle individual. So, along the same lines, the same camp that it's all Midas Chasidus about one's feelings, but just who it's against, the Eid Kasher, the Eid Apostle, there just note that difference, thanks to Eitan. Okay, so that's the Shitas Rashi. Now, the Yadarma, what does the Yadarma say? What's the Shita in this? What? So actually he has, I think, two opinions, but you're right. One of them, he quotes a medrash, which says, based on a pasuk, Al teshes yadcha im rasha, kilomar afili hitstarif imo. Based on a drush and a pasuk, it sounds like there's a real iser, right? Not just simply an etat tovah, there's a real iser based on a pasuk to be mitstarif with an individual who's not kosher. And it applies also to dayanim. He also quotes the first opinion that might be more Midas Chasidus. It's a Gnai la'odim kosher lachsom im mish'ein ha'hagun. He has two opinions. whether it's Midas Chasidus or Isser, but he quotes a Pasuk. It's a real Isser. Also noteworthy within Yadarma, within the first opinion, that it's all about Midas Chasidus. So it's Midas Chasidus. It's some good Eitz Tova to know who you're signing, you're judging with. Why? What's the reasoning? Because for Rashi, it might create a certain amount of embarrassment and busha. Yadarma thinks, what does Yadarma think? What's the result? Why is there an Eitz Tova to know who you're signing with? What does he say? What's the concern? He didn't say because of the embarrassment you're going to receive for signing with an Eid Apostle. He says it for a different reason. Anybody see this? V'nimtzu harishonim nechshodim. They're going to say that, oh, well, I am an Eid Kasher, but since I signed on the Shtar with an Eid Apostle, people are going to start talking about me. Maybe I'm also... People are going to think I'm Eid Apostle. I'm not. But since I signed with him, they're going to be choshing me that I am. Not because I'm embarrassed, but there's going to be some psul begavra, at least cheshash, in my status as an aide, as a dayan. And that's different than Rashi. But again, all in the same camp of an Eitz Tova, we're going to give you some good friendly advice, but not because of the embarrassment, but because of the chashad that might come out of this, yeah.
Then the pasuk, you think it's more than means
Yeah. Once you're quoting a pasuk, it makes it a much more serious din. The pasuk tells you that this is the halacha.
He introduces the pasuk with Mufish Ganaihu Adam Kashal, Chasam Amishin Hogan. Also sounds like just. I mean, the pasuk sounds like, well, it's more midrashic support, but the point is, it's not necessarily formulated as usher, just that, again, there's like the same svaras as Rashi's, Ganai or whatever, all that, just happens to be, it's the Midas Chasidus is sourced. Well, I don't know.
So you have to raise, is he saying two different things? Doesn't sound like two different things, maybe. Or he's, you have to, what you seem to be noted more towards, that he's really downplaying the pasuk. It's just an asmachta, a nice medrash, but not really true. You're focusing on the gnai. Or no, maybe don't focus on the gnai so much. He doesn't really mean gnai, but he really means the pasuk. It's a deraisa.
Right. Okay.
So, I agree with you. There are different ways to interpret it. The very fact that you quote the pasuk is very intriguing as it is, as there might be some source to this concept. Okay, the Shai Tshuva, as we are in Elul, and we should prepare ourselves appropriately for Rosh Hashanah. So, Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shar Gimel, Os Nun Aleph, he says as follows. Anybody see this? Shar Gimel, Os Nun Aleph. Anybody see this? No? It's hard to find because there's only the English version. It took me a while. The Gates of Repentance. So, Nun Aleph, Gimel Nun Aleph. He writes as follows: V'aser l'hischaber el harasha b'iske ha'olam. Not gnai, not midas chasidus. There is an iser to join forces with a rasha in any matters of the world. Quote the pasuk in Divrei Hayomim: V'ischabercha im achaziyahu paratz Hashem es ma'asecha. As the source, so it's not a source rooted in the Torah necessarily, but there is some source, and he does formulate it as an iser as opposed to simply a gnai.
And there you know he's a Russian.
Well, we haven't figured out exactly which type of person yet.
Right, okay, but I'm saying just in our Gemara right now, we're saying the Isser is to go into an unknown. I think it's just things.
That is a good point. That is true.
I'll take also in the Gemara. Also in the Gemara. Can be carved also.
Well, according to the way Rashi understands it, yeah, any psul. Exactly. Yeah, it sounds like any psul, karov. But then you have to raise the question, is there really an embarrassment for signing on a shtar with your relative? Will that create embarrassment? Maybe. Maybe the fact that I didn't know he was a karov, or I didn't know that a karov was possible. So,
embarrassment of being...
disqualified?
Yeah, being disqualified.
Okay, so it's possible. So, or it might just be the embarrassment of being involved with somebody who's possible. Okay, but Rashi doesn't say which type of psul. Yeah.
How could the anyone say that it's mandatory? Is it like from a pasuk, the people in Yerushalayim obviously?
Right.
They thought it was a minhag chasidus.
Well, so that's the two different impressions you get from reading the Gemara. Reading that brisa, the kiyada sound like it was for the superior individuals. But
very straightforward.
What?
It's very straightforward. It says that it's very straightforward. When it says that
right, but that to be focused on the Nikki Hadas Shabu Shalim, that Brisa. But the other Brisa says Ein Adam. Well, no, Ein Adam, Chosman, Ein Adam means Adam do not, cannot. Unless they know who's signing. That sounds a little more, a little stronger language that it might be a real halacha. So that's within the Gemara itself, that question is very much raised. So, and what we see, again, Rabbeinu Yonah, Yoni is right. He doesn't say there's an isser to sign something before knowing who's with you. It just says if you're going to be joined forces with a Rasha, that's the isser. We want to know, well, let's say I don't know his status. Is he a Rasha or not? Is there an isser? Okay. The Adar Ma brings a pasuk, we said, and whether or not that's a real pasuk or not, that might indicate whether it's an isser or not. The Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin, Perek Beis Halacha Yudalad. Where's that Rambam? Beis Yudalad. Asa, right. Thank you, Jeremy. His Asa. What did you say? The Rambam writes, "Va'aser la'adam chacham sheyeshev b'din ad sheyada im mi yeshev." And clear in the Rambam, there is an isser, but unlike Rabbeinu Yonah, he says there's an isser to sit before you know who sits there. Rabbeinu Yonah limited it to being involved with the Rasha. The Rambam says if you don't know who's sitting on the base, then there's an isser. Shema yitztarif im ha'noshim she'ena ha'gunim. He might be sitting in the court with somebody who's not fit to be a judge. V'nimsa b'chlau kesher b'ogdim lo b'chabesim. He's going to be involved in a group of individuals who you don't want to be associated with as opposed to being involved in a b'chabesim. So it sounds like there's a real isser according to the Rambam, at least this Rambam. Okay, before we get into the other Rambam, let's just look at the Ran for a moment. Chitas Aran on this. What is the Ran? Ran's question he has from the Gemara in Gittin in regards to this issue. Anybody see this Ran? What does Ran ask from Gittin?
All
the Kutim, right? So the Gemara there, the first question, what's the first question he asks? Gittin, Yudam, and Beis. Right. Exactly. There's a din to assign a get. It sounds like only for Gitei Noshim there's a requirement, but it sounds like not for other Sharos. There's no requirement. And any din that would be would only be an Eitz Tova, but not a requirement. The very question seems to indicate it's only an Eitz Tova. There's only a Chiv when it comes to the get. So what's his answer? He says that, well, maybe the din does apply to other Sharos as well. It's just not as... when it comes to get Gitei Noshim, it's a little stronger in that you have to be present with when the other person's signing. Both individuals have to be there. It's not enough to know who's going to be signing after you. You have to actually be present while he signs. And when it comes to other shtaros, you have to know who's going to be signing with you. So the halacha is the same. It's just a little strong when it comes to get. We have a little higher standards there. So it sounds like there's a real din to do it with other sharos, but then he does conclude, "Shitzarch shiu yodim michosim imahem mishum nikias hadas." You have to know. There's a need to know, but it's only mishum nikias hadas. So two ways to read that, Ran. Is it the tsarch, the need? It's a real chiyah for everybody. But then he concludes only nikia hadas. Is that showing that only the nikia das of Yerushalayim, or no? Anybody's nikia das. Anybody who signs has to have their own, pure mind, whatever that means exactly. It sounds like there's a real din across the board for all sharos. Then he asks a second question in regards to a kusi. What's the question here? He says that when it comes to other sharos, there's a concern that an aid, a kusi, possum might sign the shtar because there's no requirement to be present with another aid. I just have to know who the other aid is. But I don't have to be present, so a kusi might slip in and sign. When it comes to get, I have to be present. Both aidim have to be present when signing, so there's not a concern that an aid kusi pasul will come along. I know if he's a kusi, I'll only sign if he's a kosher kusi. So he says, well, other sharos also then. Why do we say other sharos, you can't allow a kusi? If I have to know who's going to be signing with me, so I'll only sign if I know a kosher kusi is going to be signing. So allow kusi for all sharos, because there's a requirement to know. So he answers, since you don't have to be in front of him mamish to sign on the shtar, he might slip in there. There's still going to be a concern. But you're right, there still is a requirement to know who's there. But even still, there might be a problem, because you can't be 100% sure. And then he says a second answer. Since other shtar is the only requirement to know who's signing with you, it's only mishum nekiyas hadas, it's only midas chasidus, it's not a requirement, so then not every single aid is going to necessarily find out who's going to be signing with them. You guys follow that? In other words, the two answers of the Ran are basically these two questions, whether or not these two approaches, whether or not it's a midas chasidus, and since it's only midas chasidus, so it's very possible a kusi could sign on the shtar, or no, there's a real chiyuv. If there's a real chiyuv, so I should let a kusi sign, because I only sign if the kusi's kosher. But still, the Ran says there might still be a window of opportunity for the kusi to come along and sign if he's going to be possible. Okay. That's what the Ran says in answering these two questions. Let's move back to the Rambam now. So we saw the Rambam that says there's an isser to sign before knowing who's there, and he seems to say it's a real chiyuv. The Rambam, however, in Perchav Beis Halacha Yud, you get a different impression. Rambam there writes, "Dayin shu yodei b'chaveru shu gazlan or rasha." If I know a certain person is a gazlan or a rasha, I cannot be mitzarif with him. Shenemar midvar sheker tirchak. You have to distance from any sheker. V'kach hayu b'ki hadas shebiyushalayim osin. This is what the b'ki Yushalayim would do. The b'kiim only the best, the top, not everybody. That they wouldn't sit on a din Torah, they wouldn't sign on a shtar, and they wouldn't go to a suda unless they knew who else was going there. What's the impression from Perchav Beis the Rambam? What? Mis Chasidus, right? He focuses on, like Mary wanted to focus on, B'ki Hadas. N'ki Hadas. The only certain individuals were makbid on this, but it wasn't a real requirement. But in Perchav Beis, he says, Aser. So what's the difference here? One's midas chasidus, one's an iser. So the number of answers in the Rambam, let's go through some of the explanations. So first, the Torah. What do you get from reading the Torah? What did the Torah do very interestingly? He left out a word? Or did he add a word? Which one did he do? You don't remember? Let's find this one. So he quotes, where is this? So first in Simon Zion, he quotes the Rambam's Perchav Beis, that if a Dayan knows a Gazan or a Rasha, he can't be mitzayir for them. And that's what Nekiyas Das and Yushalayim used to do.
There he leaves that word.
Which word did he leave out? Aser. That's true, he does leave out Aser. Dayan shiyu yodei b'chaveru, ein mitzayir. He says you can't be mitzayir. Right. That's good. Then Lamed Dalad, what does he write in Lamed Dalad? So in Lamed Dalad he writes, "Ein hadayan makin es risho asla lahayid imo, afish yode edus emus." You know, I'm not sure we left anything out here either. It sounds familiar also the Torah that I thought the Torah left out the iser here, but he still writes that's us here. Anybody say differently? You say he left it out. I thought originally he had changed something, so I apologize. So the Torah I think just quotes the Rambam. I thought there was something different. I guess not. But the Shulchan Aruch does do something different, right? Where's the Shulchan Aruch? What does Shulchan Aruch write in Simon Zion? Anybody see the Shulchan Aruch? Jeremy, you saw it, right? Right, so... Right. So let's see... In Simon Zion, he writes, "Dayin shiodei b'chaveru shu gazlan or rasha ain lalet tzayfimo." He doesn't mention there's an iser to do it. Ain, you shouldn't. If there's no iser, if you know he's a rasha, kavachomer, there's no iser if you don't even know. You just find you don't know his status. But here, if you know he's a rasha, one shouldn't. Okay, ain lalet. He takes out the word Isser. He might mean the same thing, but he doesn't say Asser. And what does he do in Lamed Daled? Does he do anything different in Lamed Daled? Do I have Lamed Daled in here? I don't have Lamed Daled here. I want to go to Pachas Zayin. That'd be terrible if it fell down. Sorry. Thanks to both of you. Does he do anything different in Lamed Daled Aleph? He takes out the word Nikiei Das in Lamed Daled. So it sounds from the Shulchan Aruch, from the absence of the word Nikiei Das in both Lamed Daled and Siman Zayin, he might think it's a real Isser, not simply Nikiei Das. That's the impression you get from the Shulchan Aruch, a real Isser. Because you have to deal with the Rambam somehow, you get two different impressions, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch, I believe, understands it. Now, the Bach didn't like that. He didn't want to take the approach that one of the halachas are lav dafka. He said, no, the Rambam has two different opinions because they're talking about two different cases. Right, Yoni, what does the Bach say? I know you saw the Bach. Call you out there for...
He says that... So he brings up that steer in the Rambam and he just says that when the Rambam said it was usher, that was referring to when you knew beforehand that that the person was a Russia. But if you're a regular person, then it's not really if you're a regular Dayan, then it's only Mius Hasidus, not to...
You've made two chalukim there.
Right.
Yeah.
Because there's... Okay, I'll start over. One, it depends who you are. If you're a regular Dayan, so therefore it's only Mius Hasidus to be able to check beforehand who you're actually going to sign with. Unless you know that he's an actual Russia, then it's also as the Rambam just says first. But if you're someone of a higher level in the Kiyah Das, then we say we hold you to a higher level, and it's actually usher for you not to look beforehand. And if you're a regular person, to me, it's usher. So, right, that's the thing. But
okay,
for
fine.
Both, if you know beforehand is Russia, then it's usher for both.
Okay, exactly. So in other words, a Adam Gadol, there's an isser for him to sit on a court or a sign if he doesn't know who's signing with him. A regular person who's not so, hurgal b'precious, as the Bach would say, so there's only an Eitzah Tova. So Perek Chav Beis, where he mentions Nikiyah Das, Adam Gadol, there's an Isser. Perek Beis, which is only a Stam person, Stam Daim, there's only Eitzah Tova. Now what's the difficulty with this Bach?
Doesn't take sides in the
Chavira. No, that's fine. You could say two dinim, that's okay. But what's the problem in Perek Beis? What? No. Yeah, he says Asr.
Doesn't he learn that Adam the key at Das is in Perek Biz?
Does he? That'd be difficult. Is that how he understood it?
That's what I thought.
That'd be so strange, because Perek Biz is where he mentioned the key at Das. You think he understood it differently? Then that would, if he says that way, that'd be an even bigger difficulty. No, because it's Nikiyah Das. If Perek Beis is talking about Nikiyah Das and not Perek Chav Beis, why is it mentioned Nikiyah Das in Chav Beis?
Over there where it mentioned Nikiyah Das, he was talking about where they didn't know. Here where it's mentioning Nikiyah Das. Yeah. Or the other way around.
No, it's good,
Rama. Yeah, what's the problem? In Chav Beis, he's talking in Perek Beis. In Perek Beis, he's talking about the Dayan Gadol, the Spitz guys.
Right, that's what I thought. Eitan says differently. Chav Beis is Nikiyah Das, Adam Gadol.
Chav Beis is
No, Beis.
Chav Beis, he mentioned Nikiyah Das, though.
Right, but that's only in the context of where you know.
Yeah.
Let's see.
This is correct, right?
No, because... The halacha that Torah is talking about here is talking about a Dayan... The Torah in Zion quotes Per Chav Beis L'Rama. And that's where the Torah... That's where the Bach writes. Here, in this case, that's talking about Adam Gadol. Oh, maybe you're right.
In Chav Beis, it says different things.
Yeah.
In Chav Beis, it says first Dayan, it's Asr. And then he says, B'kiyah Das, in Yodim. Look.
Yep.
It's different things.
What? Not in the right parak. Yeah, you are.
There's the other side. You see, it's two different things. One, if when you know it's Usur because he's a Russia, and then Kafa and Yukiya Das, that if you don't know, you still should refrain from it. And that's how the Minas see this.
Let's take a look at Rambam again.
What's the problem with that?
That's fine.
Yeah.
So Chafez.
Right.
So Chafez, he's saying what is there's an Isser.
There's two ideas.
It's Usur when you know who it is. Everyone agrees that when you know that the guy's a Russia, then it's Usur.
Okay, right.
It's a Midas Chasidus when you don't. That's what the Nikiya Das Bishlamim do. That's when it's a Midas Chasidus. In Perek Beis Halacha Tes Yedale. Say no, it's Usur. That's when you're talking about the high Dayan. Right. Yeah.
So it's good.
Yeah, it's good.
No, but why? Why Bikiya Das? When you say Bikiya Das is only Midas Chasidus for them, wouldn't Bikiya Das? Wouldn't they be considered the Adam Gadol? Or no, not necessarily.
Who says Midas Chasidus?
No, I'm saying that's how he's understanding it. He's there's no Isser. You're saying Perech Beis there's no Isser at all. Because it's
right.
Stam
Dayan.
No.
There
no. The
Stam guy.
Stam guy. No.
If he knows, yeah. It's only if he.
No, if you know, if you know,
yes,
if you know. The question, if you don't know, before you know.
Rambam quotes Nikiya Das, the Vikiya Das.
Yes.
Yeah, it's not. It's Vikiya Das, not. Maybe there's a difference. No, that would be.
No, he's saying.
What's then? What's Halachim Dalas?
No, this case is where you should be. Which case is where you know?
No, before you know. Is there an Isser or Midas Chasidus?
Yeah.
So it says Usur here, and later on it says...
No, it says Usur when you know.
In Perek Beis it says Usur. Chav Beis it says, what they used to do...
Kachayu.
Right. So, Kachayu is simply that, that's the Midas Chasidus for a Stam person, Bach says.
Yeah.
But Bikiya Das of Yushalayim is considered a Stam person? Yeah,
because I think that's emphasizing the point. But since that, these are the guys who are regular Dayanim, but they raise themselves higher to another.
I got
you.
Uh-huh.
Because they would.
Very good. Very good. Not because they're all them gadol.
Right.
But Pirush Lain, they were just very makpid.
Yeah, they're called.
Okay, and they were makpid on this Midas Chasidus.
Yeah.
Okay, so it works out very nicely. Very good. So again, Perek Beis is an Isser for all them gadol. Like also the Adam Chacham, that's what you probably meant. Also the Adam Chacham, which I guess the Bach understands, Adam Gadol, also for him to sit till he knows. Perech Beis says, Kach you Bikiya Das Yushalayim. Bikiya Das Yushalayim is not Adam Gadol. It's just people who are very makbid and careful what they do. For them, that's what they used to do. They used to look into who they were sitting on the basin with. Not that there was a Chiv and an Isser, it was Midas Chasidus, because they were just Stam individuals. But there was a Midas Chasidus that they were makbid on. Very good, thank you, Gareth. So that's a Bach, makes a lot of sense
now.
You're welcome.
Exactly.
These are the people. They're Nikiya Das, but
okay, very good. Okay. That's the answer to the Bach. Actually, it works out very nicely. Now, the Aruch HaShulchan gives a different answer, I believe. Jeremy, you said you saw it. You didn't see much different there?
Yeah, but didn't he say that you
need Aruch HaShulchan. Let's see. Okay, so the Aruch HaShulchan in Gimel, Siv Zayin, he points out the steer in the Rambam. He says, even though the Rambam uses the Lashon Isser, Lav Isser Gomer Hu, because it's only an Isser if you know that there's a Russia. Perek Beis, yeah, Beis, where he says Isser. So he says, the Rambam doesn't really mean Isser. Perek Beis and Perek HaBeis are really talking about the same din. It's a Midas Chasidus. There's no Isser. He doesn't really mean it. And how could there be an Isser? Stam Yisrael b'cheskes kashrus. You can't assume there's an Isser. There's only an Isser if he's a Russia. We assume a Stam Yisrael b'cheskes kashrus. So you can't say us is there to sit in a basin with such an individual.
So he's like joking?
To Lav Dafka.
No, I'm just kidding around.
You're saying Lav Dav. Okay, so that's... And then the Piskei Tshuva has a number of answers. I know Meir and Jeremy said, what are some of the answers to the Piskei Tshuva? What? Yeah, no, exactly. He quoted all these. Exactly. He gave all these different chilukim. Yeah, so he quoted the Bach, then he quotes the Tumim. So this is, I think, what Yoni were getting at. I'm not sure if you meant to say this. Did you see the Piskei Tshuva?
Tumim?
But the Tumim, yeah. Like the same camp as the Ksos for you, Jake, okay? He says, did he say that? Yeah?
Is that very cool?
It's like, yeah, one level.
One level?
Who's this, this Piscatu?
There's no differentiation between them. Yeah, there's a differentiation between them.
For the Tumim said this? Let's see. So the Tumim writes as follows. One case is in the beginning of the din. Tchilas yeshivas l'din. When you're beginning to start the din process, you should not sit down on this basin until you know who's joining you. That's tchilas din. That's when there's an iser. But once you've begun already, and then you realize this guy does not know what he's talking about. And Shechter talks about a couple of din torahs he sat on, and he's like looking to the guy next to him. He's like, what is this guy saying? There's a 2 minute explain this. But if you're in the middle of the din process, you already started the process, and you realize the guy sitting next to you doesn't really know much, there's no requirement to separate from him unless you know for sure he's a Rasha. If he's a Rasha, then you got to get up and leave. I think Rav Shechter may even once left a din Torah because of that, I think. But he's definitely been on Eskar, yeah. So that's the difference. He's mechalik between, not as you guys, there's no difference between how great of a dayan you are or not. The question is whether you've begun the process or not.
You're saying at the beginning of the din, it's also to sit without knowing?
Exactly. That's what Tumim says, Jake, okay? I know your guy, but no, Jake
after,
likes the Tumim.
After the fact, after you did the Isser?
What?
So does it mean after you did the Isser of not checking out?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're just saying that you don't have to check it out. If it happens to come out in the middle, that he's a Russia and he's Bada, you have to kick him out. But if it happens to come out in the middle that he's Russia and you're not Bada, then you don't have to kick him out.
No, that's something, exactly. If you haven't...
There's no Isser.
No, if there's an iser to sit on a basin without knowing, let's say I violated the iser and I didn't look into who the other dayan was, then that's what he's pointing out. Even though I violated the original iser of investigating, I could still remain on that din Torah unless he's a valid Rasha, in which case I have to leave or kick him out. Oh, great. Okay, then he quotes another answer to the Piskei Teshuva here from the Teshuvas Beis Yaakov. Because only if the Dayan Echad Einu Makia Shnei Dayanim. If I'm the only Dayan, I don't know these other two guys who are with me, then it's also for me to sit with them. Because if these two people are not good Dayanim, I'm in a majority of a group of, as he calls, Kesher Bogim, like the Rambam uses that Lashon. But if two of the Dayanim know each other, but the third guy we don't know, so then we have the majority of being Kasher Dayanim, and then there's no Isser, but still would be me, this Chassidus, to ensure that this guy doesn't join us either. Okay, so we'll stop here. That nice sugya of Nikia Das and Ein Chos Me'al Ashtar. What we're going to do, I guess Sunday, tomorrow's Thursday, so Sunday, we're going to go through the Shachar Taira. We're going to keep going and try to get to the next Mishnah, not by Sunday. Make some ha'aros, but the next figure that comes up is on Amud Beis, a discussion about Nogei B'Davar in regards to Avis.